In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, children, what is it that we celebrate today? Lazarus Saturday. And what happened? What do we remember on Lazarus Saturday? He rose. Do you know how long he was in the grave?
Before 4 days.
4 days. What happens to a body after 4 days? What's that?
It rises.
Well, Lazarus' body rose, didn't it? Well, it ends up smelling. It ends up eventually. Do you know that when you're buried, your body all becomes just dust, and it just becomes part of the earth again? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to happen, but by the time it's 4 days, already that process has started. It's what now? It becomes a skeleton after many days. You're right. And that starts.
Bones.
A skeleton is bones. Now, what do you think that the resurrection of Lazarus teaches us? Because you know, when you read the scriptures, you should always learn something from them.
It's a bone over your head that cut off.
Yeah. So, say that again. It's good to do what? It's good to do what?
It's good to be good.
It's good to be good? Yeah. Yeah. Now, Lazarus, even though he was dead for 4 days, he was raised by Jesus. And you know how Jesus raised him? How did he do it?
By calling him.
That's all. Just by calling him. That's all. Not by anything else. Just by calling him. Jesus, by his word alone, can save us. But you know, did Lazarus know Jesus before he died?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He did.
He did. He did. They were very good friends. In fact, he loved Lazarus, it says. He loved Lazarus and Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha were sisters to Lazarus. He was their brother. And he had some sort of illness and he died. And Jesus found out about it. But I'll tell you something that's kind of a little bit kind of weird. Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. But when he found out that Lazarus was sick and was going to die, guess what he did?
He went back.
He went back, but how fast did he go? Wouldn't
did he hurry back?
No, he waited 2 days and then he went back. Now, normally, if you really want to save somebody and you know that they're really in trouble, you would run back as fast as you could. But he didn't do that. He waited. Why do you think he did that? You don't know? The scripture actually tells us. Because so that the glory of God could be made, could be shown. And people could know that Jesus Christ is God and has the power to raise people from the dead. He cured a lot of sick people. But it's really a whole lot more impressive to actually raise someone from the dead, isn't it? And someone who's been dead for 4 days, he'd never done that before. He'd raised people from the dead before, but they were only dead that day. One little girl he raised, remember her? The daughter of Jairus? She was only dead for a few hours at the most before he saw her. And then remember the son of the widow of Nain? He was going through a city of Nain and there was a funeral procession and the widow was with her son who had died that day. Because they buried people the day they died in those days. But this time he raised someone who not only was dead, but was in a cave and a stone was in front of it and they'd been dead for 4 days. This shows that Jesus Christ has power over death. That's what it means for you. So how do you get this power over death? How do you get it? Jesus Christ has it. How do you get it? Amy, what's the answer?
Baptism.
phrase the question in a different way.
Okay.
Where does power come from?
What do you have to do if you're over, or is imprisonment for over?
Only grown-ups go in prison.
Only grown-ups go in prison?
So if you say it louder, say it louder, stop.
Go ahead, Sophie.
It's God's to help.
Ask God to help.
Yes. Yes. Jesus Christ said that He is the truth and the life, and He is the resurrection. And so I'll tell you, here's how we get the power of Jesus. This is something that you need to know for the rest of your lives. To be able to get the power of Jesus to raise people from the dead, to raise you from the dead, to help you in everything, you have to know Jesus. You have to understand Him. You have to love Him. Now, who are the people that you know the best and love the best in the whole world? Not everyone. This is a multi-purpose sermon. See, it's not only for the children, but it's also to induce humility in the adult. So, who do you love the best in the whole world? If you had to pick any person in the world that you love the best, any two people that you love the best in the world, who would you pick? Well, God, but God is not a person, right? I mean, a human being. I'm talking about a human being. A human being. A human being.
Your family and friends.
Two people, maybe, in your life are the most important people to you in your whole life?
Mommy and Daddy.
Oh. Mommy and Daddy. And why do you... Okay. And why is it that you love Mommy and Daddy so much?
They take care of you.
You know them, don't you? You're always with them, and they teach you things, and they help you with things. And you know that they're good people because you're always around them. Mm-hmm. And they take care of you. Well, Jesus is like that too. If we know Jesus, we're always around Him. How can we always be around Jesus?
He's everywhere,
but does that help everybody in the world?
No.
No, it doesn't. So just Him being everywhere doesn't mean that we would get Jesus' help. Don't do that, Sophie. So how do we get Jesus' help? By asking for it, right?
We ask for it.
By praying. And I tell you, here's another secret that most of the world doesn't know. Even people that are Christian, that say they're Christian, they don't know the secret. It's a very important secret, okay? If you live according to this secret, you will have a good life and you will become holy. Okay? In order to know Jesus, you have to become like Him. That's what you're doing with your mommy and daddy, you know. Did you know that? Because your mommy and daddy are teaching you how to live in a good way. And you know how they teach you the best way? They show you. Right? Your mommy and daddy pray, so you pray. You think you pray if your mommy and daddy didn't pray? Probably not a whole lot. Your mommy and daddy are honest, so you are honest. Your mommy and daddy come to church, so you come to church. They're teaching you the right way to live. And that's what Jesus does too. So the way to have life is to always live like Jesus lives. And to try to learn to be good. Because if you're good, you can understand a good person like Jesus.
I know a good person, Tara.
You know a good person, Tara? Yeah. Okay. So is there anything about the resurrection of Lazarus that you want to tell me or that you want me to tell you about? What?
And Sophie, do you want to tell me about what Martha said when he came 2 days later? You don't remember?
I remember what Mary did when Jesus was dying on the cross.
What did she do?
She prayed.
She prayed, yes. Mary, the mother of Jesus, right? So what happened? Jesus came and Martha went out to meet him first, right? And she said, Lord, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. But what did he say? He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. And he asked her if she believed, and she said she did. And then she went and got her sister Mary, and Mary came to Jesus, and then they went to the tomb, and Jesus said, roll away the stone. And Martha said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days. Surely he stinks. But they rolled away the stone anyway. And what happened?
And he rose.
And he rose. And he walked out. And he was bound in grave clothes. And they had to unwrap him. He was bound like a mummy. And they unwrapped him. And then...
Just like in that picture.
Mm-hmm. Just like in that picture. So remember, the way to know, to have the resurrection of Jesus in your heart is to learn to be good, to learn to live like Jesus lived. And then you will have resurrection just like Lazarus. And God bless you.
You said
the question
first, right?
No.
Jesus would push to be first. Have you seen the Holy Sepulchre when they have communion?